The Tulsa Public School District recently eliminated a whole bunch of testing from its curriculum. Last year, teachers spent 135 hours testing students in grades K through 12. This year, the school board reduced that time to 60 hours.
And so, yes, I think that there was definitely a sense that we had an abundant amount of enthusiasm to make sure that we were getting good information about how our students are doing, that there was some overstepping.
Dr. Deborah Gist, the district's new superintendent, says it wasn't just an overstepping in the amount of tests, but says the district was taking power away from teachers and principals by making the tests mandatory.
I do believe that it's very important for us to respect our teachers and our principals as professionals, as the educators.
The majority of these tests were called check-ins, tests in various subjects that students from 3rd to 12th grade had to take. They're now optional. If teachers and principals want to use them, they can. The debate over testing in the district started last November when two first grade teachers called some of the mandatory tests developmentally inappropriate and refused to administer them. The district then set up a task force to look into all district-wide testing issues.
What we were finding on the district check-ins were examples of test questions that were not appropriate or they were incorrect. There was maybe not a right answer.
Lisa Sander was one of the teachers on the task force.
They weren't good test questions, and so that was a lot of the frustration.
Based on their research, the task force made a long list of recommendations, and the school board adopted the top three. In addition to eliminating the check-ins, the district cut a few other tests. But testing in kindergarten through second grade didn't change. Sander says she's happy that Gist is listening, but says more could be done.
We still think it's kind of a work in progress.
The recent reduction eliminated 6 hours of testing from her third grade class, but she says there's still quite a bit left. Her third graders took 27 tests last year that were either federally, state, or locally mandated. She's hoping they find one test that can fulfill multiple mandates.
As long as we keep the dialogue open, I think that'd be really positive.
For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.